Defending the Flock. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're making preparations at the state lab. We're making preparations with our field staff and also our resource response planning efforts.
The fall migratory waterfowl season is well underway here, and state and federal officials are hopeful that poultry producers remain vigilant against any biosecurity threats, like the high-path avian influenza that hit two Lincoln County poultry operations earlier this year. State veterinarian Dr. Charlie Hatcher.
We did know that the origin of the virus was migratory waterfowl, and it was believed that it started in Alabama and moved south to north through Tennessee and Alabama. It's when those migratory waterfowl start to move is when we become a little bit more concerned.
Tennessee's poultry industry has continued to see good growth. It's home now to all of the nation's primary poultry breeders, and hundreds of farmers and related businesses are part, really, in how Tennessee supplies poultry genetics to the world. So, therefore, protecting against any biosecurity threat is a priority. Dr. Jack Shearer of USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says nationwide the safety precautions for both commercial and backyard producers should remain extremely high.
Make sure that everything that you bring into the flock is cleaned and disinfected. Change your boots, change your coveralls. Don't go in, don't be around other people's poultry, and go deal with your poultry, because you can bring any infectious disease from them to you. And also keep the wild birds out of your facility. Clean up feed spills, just basic stuff everybody can do to keep the disease from being introduced.
Well, USDA's Defend the Flock program was put in place a couple of years ago after that massive outbreak in the Midwest, and you can find much more information at USDA's APHIS website. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.